With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. My name is David Dobrik, and joined by my assistant, Jason Nash.
Hey, man. Come on, man. I'm not your assistant. I mean, I do help out a lot.
Dude? You sound like you're like a teenager getting mad at me.
Come on, man.
You know what, dude?
Oh, man. Whatever. I'm going to my room. Whatever, David.
Well, we're starting this podcast.
I hate you, David.
With some annoying sounds by Jason. Jason, can you let me finish? Thank you. Today we're starting the podcast off with some good news. ZipRecruiter is back, apparently.
I love it.
They loved our first brand deal. They were like, that was incredible. We've never heard.
I have a feeling they didn't even hear it.
Yeah, they didn't listen to it.
But it was really good, ZipRecruiter. You should listen to it.
But they're back.
It was a 4-minute ad, even though you asked us only to do 60 seconds.
And we got paid for like about 20 seconds, which it felt like.
I got paid for 3 seconds.
So today we're going to be reading you another ZipRecruiter ad. So just tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just one click. Then their powerful technology efficiency matches the right people to your job better than anyone else.
That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them, David.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter gets a qualified candidate in just 24 hours.
Before we continue, I just want to let everybody know the wow was completely impromptu. It wasn't even on the script. I've just had a lot of experience with improv.
You just nailed it so well. It was well timed. I mean, how did you come up with that? Wow.
Thank you. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Yeah, that's right. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results.
Wow. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
Oh, wow, they use my name again.
Once again, it's not /Dobrik, which a lot of you guys probably think it is. It's /Nash. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
David.
One more time to try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
Yeah, ZipRecruiter.com/Dobrik will not work.
And I saw that a lot of you guys tried using that last time, and I appreciate it, but please... My ego is already hurt. It does not work. Do not try. But yeah, that's it. That's another ZipRecruiter ad.
I mean, I might use this. I might try to find another intern. All right. Or David might try to find another 40-year-old failed actor.
All right, roll the intro. All right, did you guys hear that intro? That was freaking phenomenal. That's from our friend Bruce Wiegner. He said his last name is pronounced like Wiener, but with a G. He's a producer. He can help you out with any music stuff if you guys need it. His Twitter and Instagram are Bruce Wiegner. Bruce, spelled like, you know, Bruce from Batman, and Wiegner, Wiegner. People at home are like, oh, from Batman. Yeah.
We got it now.
I actually have a topic that I want to start this off with.
Go, man, go.
This is like a thing I was thinking about when I was younger, so it could be completely wrong, but you're older and you're more wise and you're just such a fucking...
Potentially.
Intelligent person.
Yeah, thank you.
I want your opinion on it. Okay, so there was like 2 years ago especially, there was this huge thing with Barbie dolls and how they weren't up to standards with you know, real body images and how girls were getting false ideas of how to look and how to feel and all that kind of stuff. My question is that not, I don't want to sound like a fucking idiot, but is it?
This is becoming a theme on the show. The both of us, look guys.
Every time we
are morons, so if we sound like morons.
Every time we talk, we have to start it up by saying, listen, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but Mars is definitely made out of cheese. No, but just from, I guess, personal experience, if I'm a kid and I don't play with Barbies, but if I'm playing with little cars, right, like toy cars,
sure.
I'd rather play with a Ferrari than a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe, and okay, now people are probably...
I'm glad you qualified this, because you've already put yourself in a big hole.
Now I understand that people are going to be like, which is, I just realized as I was saying it, people are probably going to be like, what makes skinny the Ferrari? Why isn't skinny the Toyota Corolla?
Right, right.
Which I just realized as I was saying it that I fucked up. So I apologize. Let's not talk about this.
So no, we learned something here today. Look, David's 20 years old. I'm 44 and pretty much have failed at everything I've tried to do in life. So, you know, David just learned something here.
That was great.
Right? It took me probably...
I think that's the end of the conversation.
You just nailed it. You just posed the topic and solved the problem.
That's incredible.
You're amazing.
If I had to deal with world problems on a constant basis, we wouldn't be in the situations we are today.
Yeah. I mean, look, Barbie dolls, my kids, they don't even play with Barbie dolls.
I'm just at a big meeting, like a world conference, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think ISIS is a problem. Wait, ISIS is a problem. Everyone just starts clapping. That's it. They are a problem.
Man, if you're ever at a world conference, I will fucking love it. I would love to see you at a world conference. You should go back to Czechoslovakia. I bet you'd be big deal there.
It's not called Czechoslovakia.
Wherever you're from.
It's just called Slovakia now.
What happened?
It hurts us Slovaks when you talk about the split between the Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Take me back, because I want to know this, because I know you and you're a good friend.
Take me back?
Yeah, tell me the history of Slovakia and all that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you do. You must know. No. Your parents must talk about it all the time.
I'm such an American, like, little... twerp. I don't know anything about Slovakia. I'm like one of those kids that like my parents would try to make me speak the language for as long as I could.
Yeah.
And I just like threw it out the window. I was
speak
like,
something
I can't,
to
I
me.
Can't.
Speak some right now. Say something.
No, I hate that. I hate that.
Why?
I don't know.
It's part of you, David. Don't hide from who you are.
Liza always asked me to speak in Slovak. And yeah. I just feel dirty. Like I feel like it's like the dirtiest thing. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to sort that out. It's your heritage, bro.
I know. I just feel like, I don't know. I'm not good at, I think the reason is because I'm not good at it. And like, I know when my parents would talk in English, I would always give them shit because I'd be like, that's not how you pronounce it or whatever. And I feel like that's the same way when I speak a different language. Does that make sense? Like, I think I'm scared to talk because I don't want to be embarrassed about how bad I am at the language. My favorite part is...
You're going to be embarrassed in front of me. I have no idea.
My favorite part is, like, sometimes I do speak in Slovak because people are like, David, come on, say something in Slovak. And I'm like, fine. And they're like, tell me, say, go to the river and eat some poo. And I say something like, how are you? I'm good. And they're like, wow, that's incredible. Like, I just make up the first sentence I can think about. And that's how I deal with my heritage.
Yo, man, I mean, you know, I think it's cool that you know another language. You should embrace it.
I know Hungarian, too.
People will just love you more.
I know Hungarian, too, but I don't speak it just because I can understand it because my mom's from Hungary and my dad. I don't even actually know where my mom's from. No, she's from Slovakia.
Man, you're like a movie from the 80s.
What do you mean?
Where, like, the immigrants move here and the parents are like, you know, you're not allowed to dance. There is no dancing in our culture. And you're like, Mom, I'm going to dance all night long. And it turns into like Footloose. It's like some...
They want me to be a doctor, but I want to be in the musical.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that type of stuff.
Did you dance in high school? You're a dancer?
I'm an awful dancer.
You are? What would you do at school dances?
What would I do? I never went to school dances.
You're such a lone wolf.
You didn't
go to dances?
I went to one, and that was where the girl asked the boy, and my neighbor asked me because she just didn't have anyone to go. It was literally like a complete last option. We went as friends. Right. And we didn't even dance. I sat, I think, in the cafeteria. And then like a couple of my friends came up to me, and they're like, dude, you're dude, Johnny's dancing with your girl. I'm like, dude, she's not my girl.
She just happened to live close by.
Yeah, she lived close by, and it was like really weird for her. She's interior decorating my place right now.
It was Natalie.
Yeah, she's just like my really good friend.
Ooh, damn. Scored Natalie?
I scored
nice.
Natalie.
Nice.
Yeah, I was incredible.
Nice, dude.
No, but I hated school dances. I was just never, which is weird because like right now it sounds like I hate fun. But like I was one of the like the 3-4 leaders of my student section for like the cheering section of our school. So when we go out to football games,
you were a male cheerleader?
No. I was like... okay,
like
fine, I was.
Did you have pom-poms? Well, yeah, of course.
No, I was like the guy that would dress up in blue. I'd look manly, okay?
I bet you did.
No, I would be like the guy who would like, you know, paint his face like a different color and like, you know, wear tights and stuff. Like,
hang on.
I mean, wear.
You wear tights?
Jeans.
You painted your face.
You know how like. I don't even know.
Just tell me exactly what you were. What was the title?
Literally, like if you go to U of I, if you go to any college, yeah. And you see like there's like five douchebags like heading the crowd like at the bottom, and they're like painted, and they're like, yeah.
Oh, okay. So
they're,
like
they're like definitely don't play any sports, but they're like really into them.
You got the crowd up.
We tried. Yeah. Because we had like a little say in the morning announcements. And I put hashtag turn up in the announcements.
Oh, yeah. I love this story.
And the teacher, I got called into the office that same day. And the teacher called, because there was five of us that did it. She called all of our parents. And she said, your kids were trying to get all the students from our high school to come to the football game drunk and high. And our parents were like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Because they were just like, are they serious?
Yeah.
My high school was such, it was just a small suburb, so they had no problems other than like. Yeah, me putting turn up in the announcements. One time, can I tell one more story?
Yeah. We've got to fill about 45 minutes here, Fred.
One time, this is just what kind of school I was in. I love my high school. I think the high school was some of my best years of my life. And I would go back to them if I could, which is really strange. And everyone looks at me like you're looking at me right now like I'm a complete idiot.
Yeah.
But it was, I loved everything about high school. One of the things that happened is I had a piece of notebook paper, and homecoming was coming up. And on the piece of notebook paper, I wrote homecoming ? And I was on the school bus, and my friend was driving like right by our school bus. And we pulled up to a red light, and I stuck the piece of paper out the window, and I held it up to him, and it said homecoming ? Like, it was just a quick joke. Like, no one was even watching. It was just a joke to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus driver saw that, just stomps on the brakes, pulls the bus over, and she's like, were you throwing stuff on my bus? And I'm like, no, I wasn't. I was just holding this note up. And I'm like, uh-uh, that's not what's happening. She calls the police.
No.
And no one's getting home. The police come. They pull me off the bus. They speak to me. I have to walk home. And two of my friends also come with me because they didn't want me to walk home by
myself.
They
make you walk home for holding up a sign?
Because they thought I was throwing stuff out the window.
Did you explain to them you were...
Yes.
Yeah, and we had stuff like that,
and
too.
And then for the rest of the semester, I had assigned seating on the bus where I had to sit right by the bus driver, front row. And I mean, my bus got lit, so I was missing out on a lot from what was going on in the back.
How old were you?
I was like 16, 17.
How come you weren't driving at this point?
Because I loved the bus. Like, my friends would offer me rides, but there was something so cool about the bus.
That's so you. That so fits into what you do now, where you're like, you'll just go to UCLA just to walk around and, like, look at people, not drink, not even film. You're such a, like...
I love denial.
Sociologist. You love denial, yeah.
I love going to...
But why would you want to go back on the bus now that you had to sit with the bus driver? You still loved it that
because
much.
It was just like I could still see what's going on in the back, and it was just like fun. Like our bus was insane.
I just picture this awesome party at the back of the bus, and you're at the front, like, "What's up, guys? What's going on back there?"
I'm just FaceTiming my friend who's in the back of the bus. No. But like, yeah. I mean, I guess that was kind of strange, but that's why I loved high school. I loved it for like all of its like little quirks and weird things, and I felt like I had it by the balls, and it was like the one place I felt like in total control. In high school, and I think that's why I liked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was the opposite. I just failed at everything, and
you didn't have fun in high school?
Not really. I didn't like my friends that much.
Was it because they didn't like you?
Kind of, yeah.
You told me that you used to be the one that always got made fun of in your friend group, right?
I was like friends with like the really popular
things
kids.
Don't change.
Yeah, I was friends with like the really really popular kids, which were like they were just assholes, and they were just.
But like
bags.
In like a friendly way, like you'd laugh along with them, but you wouldn't know that you were getting bullied.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it was like, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Like I remember.
What was their nickname for you?
Wedge.
Which is what?
Jew backwards.
Yeah, those weren't your friends.
I know. Yeah, it was in like a weird situation where
yeah, that's
it's
cool.
Kind of like now.
My best friends had nicknames for me too.
They call me Dirty
bitch.
Jew. Yeah, I was the only Jewish kid in the school.
Shut up.
Yeah. only Jewish kid.
Did you get shit for that?
All the time. You walk down the hallway, someone just throw a penny on the ground.
Oh,
and everyone would laugh.
That used to happen at my school too. But that's not shit. That's unless you're like a sensitive like asshole about it. Like it's kind of, it's literally just like.
I get it. I mean, I was able to take it fine. It built character. But I know when I tell like some people that story, they're like, that's awful.
Yes, I know. But I know in my school that shit happened all the time.
Right.
And it wasn't a problem at all. Like whether you were black, Latino, Jewish, Catholic, completely white, you would get shit equally. Like,
oh, so it hasn't changed at all in 20 years? Like, so people still do that?
No one was safe. Yes, of course.
Really?
Now it's changing. Now, at least from the internet is one of the most sensitive places on earth. So I don't know if that's changing in schools too. But like, I know where I grew up, it was, I mean, you can say, you know,
Brandon told me the same thing. Brandon, we were about the same age as Brandon, and he said in his school.
Oh, yeah.
Here in California, that it was the same.
No. It was.
So it's still brutal.
No, I mean, like, I know teachers that would make you dirty Jew jokes. Like, because it's just.
What?
It's not bad. They're just words. And, like, I think maybe that's how we were raised, where, like, they're not.
You had a teacher that told a Jew joke.
We had really cool teachers.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell. I love my teachers.
Yeah, you had some cool ones. We went back to David's school to
shoot
a video.
None of those teachers would say stuff like that. But we had really laid-back teachers where they would. I mean, I told you a story where a teacher once let me go get Wendy's during the class period because he was annoyed of me.
Because he was frustrated with
you. He was frustrated. He was like, get out of my room. And I'm like, can I leave the school? And he's like, I don't care. Just please leave the room. And I got in my car and I drove away. And I came back and I brought him a sandwich and we were all good the next day.
Got some Wendy's, shot an outro.
He called me.
I wish you were doing the vlog in high school.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
It would have been fun.
You would have been suspended.
My teacher caught me cheating once. And he told me if I don't bother him for the rest of the semester, which we had like 2 weeks left because I cheated on like one of the final exams.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just give you an A in the class. And it happened. It's like, it was just such a laid back like environment that I think made it so easy to be comfortable in it. And like, it was literally the perfect school. And I talk about it like I went to school like in Mount Olympus, but it was literally fucking perfect.
Yeah, well, you like to be in control, and now you know everything's much harder. And
now you're like, and now you're, you know, a small fish in a big pond. But like back in high school, you can wiggle your way to the top of, you know, any little.
Well, I'm sure, and you're the type of person too that was friends with everybody.
I mean, yeah, I try to be.
So, and that was probably nice, and you all shared that thing, no pressure. And
yeah,
I remember being. Just everyone I was friends with was like Goodwill Hunting. It was
just start crying.
No, they were just Boston asshole.
Were they like
meatheads? You know what a meathead is?
Oh,
have you ever heard that term?
Fuck yeah, we didn't have those.
Oh, we had meathead. They used to take their jeans and they would cuff the bottom and then roll them up. So everyone had these like rolled up pants, cuffed rolled up pants. This weird look.
Give me something more, because that doesn't sound that bad. We definitely.
Oh, just like drinking and like no creativity going on.
Okay,
and when if I was like, I want to move to California, they'd be like, ha, 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 yeah, fucking right.
Okay,
no
yeah.
Fucking way, dude.
We have.
And
those.
People work for the town, and then like I work for the town. So every summer I'd be like digging graves. Working with these people, and they'd be like, yeah, when you get out of college, he's like, you know, you're going to have a job here. Don't
digging
worry
graves.
About it. I'm like, I'm not fucking coming back here.
What a suitable job for you, digging graves.
Oh, yeah, I dug graves. I used to work at a mental institution in town. There was a mental hospital in town.
You thought you worked there? Yeah, no, I used to work at one. How'd they pay you, Jason? A meal every day.
They used to lock me in to the jail cell yard. And I had to cut the grass, and they would just scream at me.
Wait, you worked at a mental institution?
Yeah, I was a groundskeeper.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was
you
fucking
you worked every
crazy.
Job on the planet.
Yeah, someone tried to stab me once.
In the mental institution?
With a fork, yeah.
Why?
Just because I was there. All kinds of shit.
We hate your vlogs.
Used to be a guy that they used to be a guy that would walk in a circle for like an hour and a half, singing The Doors with a Walkman on.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Have you ever heard "L.A. Woman" by The Doors? I'm sure you haven't. But
were there like was this like out of a movie? Crazy.
Yeah, it was out of like a Farrelly Brothers movie, like that, like you ever see like Something About Mary or like Dumb and Dumber. You've never seen any of these movies. It's fine. But anyways, it was like out of a... Yeah, it was
you
comedic.
Mean like, you mean like Star Wars?
Just a comedic movie. You know, just... The guy would just walk in a circle every morning for an hour singing L.A. Woman. he'd talk like this. He'd be like, "You didn't think not about an hour
but
ago."
It wouldn't be like that Leo DiCaprio movie, Shutter Island.
No, it wasn't like Shutter Island. It wasn't like you were like fearful, but it
was like these people are kind of like just lost, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, there was one person, one woman every day. She'd go, "You're my son. You're my son." And
okay, but nothing like terrifying.
No, when they'd lock you in the jail, in the jail yard, that was terrifying.
I just said something about how it was just funny. Guys, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, God, can we stop apologizing for everything we fucking say? I'm sick of your generation.
I have to.
No, you don't. Jesus. You don't. You're a comedian, David. You're not a fucking guy that sits on YouTube and is like, "What's up, guys? Today we're going to learn how to build fidget spinners." You're a comedian. You have a comedic point of view, and stop apologizing for everything you do. You and Zane,
There's a lot of people out there that get offended.
There's a lot of talk in this house recently in the last week. David and I went to Miami, and we had a really good time, which I need to touch upon something else. Remind me later, but I'll touch upon this first. We had a really good time. We landed at like 5 a.m. We went and got our room, and there was someone in our room, which was hilarious. And then we had to go get a second room, and that room didn't work out.
There was a guy in our room. Like, I opened the door.
and I was filming. Go watch my vlog this week. You can see the whole thing, because I happened to be filming at that moment, and it
was
awesome.
Jason was filming, and then I heard the sheets ruffling all of a sudden. And this guy gets out of bed, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "I'm a YouTuber." And he's like... And he's like, "Cool, I'm a volleyball player."
No. If this was me and I opened the door and I heard someone there, this is what I would do. "Oh, God, I'm so sorry." And I would shut the door. David just stops, has no problem having a full conversation with this guy at like 5:30 in the morning in the dark. And you just hear the guy just going like, David's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And the guy goes, hey, hold on a second. What are you guys doing here?"
Yeah. No, like in like a nice way. Like he wanted me to stay.
Yeah, he wanted you to stay. And he goes, "What do you guys do?" And David goes, "We're YouTubers." And then David goes, What do you do?" And he goes, "I play volleyball. I'm a volleyball player. I'm here. Were you here for the iHeart thing?" And David's like, "Yeah. Yeah." Anyways, sorry. But it was just so random.
Yeah, no, that was great. That was one of my favorite.
Anyways, then we go to a second room and the bed's no good. I'm sleeping on a couch. I can't sleep on the couch because I have a bad back. David and I have this really long discussion. Blah, 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 blah. We finally get upstairs. We go up to get our third room. And there's this crazy drunk guy in the elevator who's like, David sees him and David's just like, David's really good at spotting something great like right away. And before you know it, you hear the camera click. It's like.
You hear me hit record.
Yeah. So I'm like, "Oh, great. Yeah, this is great." So I'm glad he's recording. And the guy's like, "Yo, go get some bitches." He's Latin descent, something. He's definitely Latin.
From like the south side of Chicago.
South side of Chicago.
He's just like, literally just like the fun, like drunk that you would just love to be around. Like he's just like the ideal drunk dude.
Wants to go out and get bitches, wants to get laid, and wants to take David and I with us and pay for
all
the whole
thing. All
he
talked about was pussy.
Yeah. And so David invites him back to our room, and he's just trying his hardest to get David and I to go to the club. In that moment, he says the N-word, and he says it in a way which is like, "Hey, like, yo, my N-words, like, let's go party." That's how he said it.
He said it in a friendly way.
And he says to David,
"If there is a friendly way,
is it okay if I say that?" And David says, "Yeah, say whatever you want. Like, I don't control you. This is my vlog. You can say whatever you want on my vlog."
I said it in a way where, not like, "Go ahead, say the N-word." I said it in a way where this isn't a filtered vlog. Like, you can say whatever you want. Because he was scared that he can't say that on camera or anything. And I'm like, I don't think it matters. I put everything in because my vlogs are just that close to reality.
Yeah. Yeah. And so David cuts it together. He shows it to a bunch of people, including me. And I watch it. And I'm like, "This is hilarious. Like, this is awesome. This is exactly how it happened. Like, so awesome that we're capturing, David captured this thing that happened that was so funny in person." He posts it, vlog does really well, and then all the comments come in because this guy used the N-word and isn't African-American.
Yeah.
Is that how it happened?
Basically, yeah. I mean, I guess you can't really add it.
So now David obsesses for the next 5-6 hours. Let's say he posts at 3. By 9 o'clock, he's still writing an apology for people. I don't know if he posted it. Wondering what he should do.
I didn't. Everyone around me, I even called some of my African-American friends. Everyone that I talked to like 4 black dudes. And when I showed them the video, they were like, I didn't tell them what it was about. and I just let the video play over it, and the video finished, and they were like, what part was it? And I had to go back, and they're like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And then they're like, you can't apologize for something like that, because you are going to fuck up. Like, there's going to be times where you're going to say something that's going to literally actually offend people, and like, save your apologies for the times that you have to apologize.
Right.
And that's why I didn't send the apology out, because they're right. I mean, I even want to defend the guy for saying the N-word, because we don't know where he grew up. We don't know how that's like a normal part of his life. I don't know if he, for all we know, he could have black parents. Like, we don't know that.
Yeah.
It's just, I didn't even think about it, because just talking to the guy and how casually he said that word, I didn't think much of it. And that's why when people even accuse me, they're like, David did it to piss people off. Not at all. None of the people I showed it to, not even me when I was editing it, for a second thought that it was bad.
Yeah, you don't do things to piss people off.
No, like there
was. You don't do that at all.
There wasn't even a second where I was like, maybe I shouldn't put this in, because I just thought this is just a minority who's using the N-word. And I mean, if it was a white guy, I wouldn't have put it in, you know, not
sure,
for a second.
No,
but
right.
Like, it just how comfortably he used it. It just didn't really seem to me like it was that big of a problem. But I don't know.
I have Korean friends who use the N-word all the time.
Yeah, like, me too. I mean, that's why.
And I don't know. I literally didn't know. I was like, oh, I guess it's fine. He's a minority. I think it's fine. But it's just so hard to manage. Just please, everybody, just calm down.
What
in the comments.
When I screw up like this, when I have like these little mess ups or hiccups or whatever, people always tell me, they're like, they always do this whole thing to me, which makes sense to me. They're like, imagine if South Park or Family Guy had comments. Like,
right.
Every day it would be a shitstorm.
Oh,
because they're always, you know, they're just comedians. They're making jokes. Some jokes work and some jokes work. Or some jokes don't. I'm also not trying to be like Kathy Griffin here and be like, that Donald Trump thing was okay.
Because
you can be, in my opinion, you can be far out there if it's in... intelligent maybe isn't the right word, but if it's like used in a smart way and you're not being edgy just to be edgy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, him saying that word was funny, and it wasn't funny just because, like, you know, he was pushing the boundaries, because he wasn't. It was funny because it had something to it, because it added to his character and added to the depth of the clip.
Yeah.
And like, that's why, like, Kathy Griffin's thing where she had like Trump's head on a stick or whatever and it was decapitated. Like, if there was some intelligent way that she went about that, other than just going for complete shock, then I would have understood it. But I don't, because...
Yeah, she was off on that. She apologized.
It was just a little bit off, but like...
But Matt and Trey don't apologize. The guys that create the creators of South Park. I don't think I've ever seen them apologize for anything.
Yeah, I know. But like...
So you shouldn't either.
Yeah, but I do have... The thing about it, which is the problem, is I have a young, impressionable audience... And I think that's why people are like mostly concerned, because they're like,
who do you think's watching South Park?
You're right. But like, I think there's like a more personal thing to YouTube. I think I see both sides of the story. I completely see what you're saying about the, like, you're a comedian, you shouldn't have to apologize for something so insignificant. And then I completely understand the side where people are like, that you shouldn't have put that in. That was, you could have edited that out. And I get it. I could have edited it out, and I'm sorry for not doing that. But it's just, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, but it just captured his character so well that that was the way he spoke.
It yeah.
I mean, look, I hate to get too in depth, but like, if you were watching The Wire, which is like a really great one of the best dramas of all time. It was on HBO. It was about like people in Baltimore who sold drugs, and like, if there was a character that used the N-word, like, I don't know. I hate to compare your vlog to The Wire. Sorry for everybody out there, but. I just like it. I just like it the way you did it. Like, I just want, that's what I want to see. Here's the other thing that's really messed up. So we went to Miami, and like, we got there on Saturday morning. David flew us first, which was amazing. Thank you, David.
No problem.
But
Jason.
Sort of at the expense of like a weird flight, which is we got on there at 9:30. We
awful,
landed 5:30.
Awful flight time. I agree, but it was very convenient.
It was
time.
Convenient. It was great. Bit of a zombie while I'm there. And then like, we flew back Sunday morning, and my mother was like, people were like, did you have fun? And I was like, yeah, it was okay. And then I went and I edited my vlog footage together on Monday, and I'm watching like all the stuff with David, you know, the guy in the hotel room, and I'm laughing. I'm dying laughing at all this footage. I think it's so funny. But like, I wasn't there. I wasn't in the moment at all. Like, so, I wasn't enjoying it as it was happening.
Like, you didn't have
fun? Like, I don't think I was enjoying Miami.
I feel like that all the time, but I have absolutely no problem with it.
You don't?
No, because I think the best thing where I seriously get enjoyment is where I come back and I realize I had a good time, and you can tell on the videos.
Wow, you're blowing my mind right now.
Because that's
not how most of the world lives, though.
I know, but this
really
is my
backwards.
Job. This is my job. So, like, when I get, like, the right, like, I am the happiest when I get the best footage. There's nothing that changes that.
Yeah, I know that about
it. I was in Miami. We were in Miami, and I was in a good mood when we got there.
Yeah.
Because I got that bit in the car, and I got that bit with the guy.
Yeah, the joint bit.
I got the joint bit.
We're driving to Miami.
On the highway.
David's not so excited. Neither of us are that excited. We have to go to Miami on Friday at 9:30, and then all of a sudden David sees these two kids who must have been 18, 19, smoking the big-ass joint. Two white kids. Did not look hard at all. They were just innocent kids.
Just two white kids having fun.
Yeah, yeah. And then David's like, hey! What, we're doing like 30 miles an hour at this point? 20?
Yeah, it was kind of like traffic-y, so 30, 40.
He goes, hey, can my friend have a hit of that? And the friend being me, his dad sitting in the passenger. And they're like really, they don't want to give it to David.
Yeah, the girl goes, they're not going to give it back. I'm like, what?
Don't do it. Yeah, the driver goes, don't do it. They're not going to give it back. They're not going to give it back. Remember last time? We've been through this before. You know what happens when we pass joints on the highway.
I thought that was so strange. But then they ended up giving it to us.
It'd be so funny if you took off.
I should have just driven off. Oh, my God.
No, it was much better because...
No, yeah, it was like a lot more friendlier.
David
like,
gets the joint, passes it to me. I take a hit. David takes it back, passes it back to them. They're like, yeah, dude. And then I'm like, haha, that was a great bit. He recorded the whole thing. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That'll make David's vlog maybe. That'll be awesome.
And then Jason just sinks into the seat. Like out of a movie. Like in Get Out when he gets hypnotized. And he's like inside his mind. And he's looking out his eye holes. That's what happened to Jason.
It was like the kind of weed where it was like really heavy. Just took your whole body. Like I felt like the seat was... something was pulling me into David's Tesla seat, and I was like, David,
Jason was just gone.
I'm really stoked.
And that made me happy.
Oh,
like,
it did?
That made me happy. Oh, let's talk about this. What really made me happy.
What?
Today, we pulled a prank on
on
my friend Seth.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. And now you can talk about it.
It's probably the best prank I've ever pulled on anyone, in my opinion. It was, we have this scary mask that we've been pranking people with, and it's just a scary mask, and everyone knows that it's a mask. And I told Seth, hey man, I want to do this bit. It's like a dream sequence where you make out with the mask guy, and it just looks like you're dreaming and you're making out with an old man, because the mask makes you look like an old man. And I'm like, Corinna's going to be in it, and Corinna's a girl in my vlogs. And he's like, and he thinks Corinna's really attractive. So
Corinna's kind of like the hot girl in David's vlogs.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm totally down. And I'm like, yeah, Seth, just don't hold back. You can make out as much as you want, have as much tongue as you want, just keep kissing her. And but what Seth didn't know is that I replaced Corinna with Jason. So Jason was under the mask. And everyone in the room is like, this isn't going to work.
Everyone doubted you. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone,
yeah.
Brandon, Corinna, like, this isn't going to work. This is stupid.
Because of the size difference.
Because of the size difference.
About 6 feet, Corinna's about 5'6".
And then the bit starts going, and Seth is there sitting on the couch. Jason walks in as Corinna. He's not speaking, obviously. Sits next to her. Seth leans in, and as he's leaning in, I'm like, fuck yeah, I got it. It's game over. It's in the bag.
I sit down. I put my hand on Seth's knee, and I put my hand behind his back and start rubbing his back and squeezing his knee. And then he...
Just leans in and just goes at it.
I slip him the tongue first.
Like with tongue, they start making out. And at this point, we're like 5 seconds in, and I'm like, this is it. This is what I wanted. I got what I wanted. I'm out. Like, we can end this. And I'm like, Seth, like, I'm ready to talk.
He's coming. Now he's coming into my mouth with his tongue so hard.
You can tell his tongue is.
Did he grab my ass?
He grabbed your ass. He grabs Jason's ass because he thinks it's Corinna. At this point, the poor dude probably has a boner. and he's really making out with Jason. And I'm like, Seth. And I'm trying to get him to stop, but he thinks it's part of the bit. And he keeps going for 25 seconds. Literally, I'm not over-exaggerating. It's in the vlog. 25 seconds making out with this guy. And I'm like, I think I looked up to the ceiling and I'm like, God, what did I do to deserve such beauty?
And I'm sitting there going, David, call it, please. Please just call it, David. Bring Corinna in. Jason, it's going on. And it is so aggressive.
They're making out like super aggressive. And then I call Corinna into the room and Corinna's standing right next to me. And then I'm like, Seth. And then Seth finally lets up after 25 seconds of making out with Jason. And he sees Corinna and he just fucking loses it.
Yeah, it was great.
It was my favorite thing.
You can't fake that, you know?
It
wouldn't be something you could ever fake.
It was so perfect and I feel so bad and it's awful because poor guy had to go through that and his friends are probably going to chew him out for that for the next like 3-5 years of his life.
Well, as Seth tells it, the homosexuality is not so accepted in his where he comes from.
Seth's from Compton.
Dudes kissing dudes is not so accepted.
Seth's from Compton, so it's like the perfect
at least straight dudes kissing straight dudes.
Literally the perfect setup. Like a guy from Compton and I made him make out with another older man.
It's good for Seth. It gets him some airtime.
Seth was really
gets him initiated into the vlog.
He was as angry as he could have been, but he really couldn't because he was just like, okay, you got me.
He handled it really well. He gave it up. He was like, I don't know what to say. That was great.
100%. That had to be one of my favorite pranks. It just worked.
You told me Jack's hand was cut open because Heath was throwing dishes. And when I found out, I was like, shit, that was good. You got me.
Yeah. No, I love the making out pranks. You gotta
give it up when you give it up.
No, it was great. But yeah, that's all the time we have for today, guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, we gotta go get our vlogs up. No, yeah. I would do this two, three times a week. I think we should do more.
If you guys want to see more podcasts, let me know. If you guys also want to hear guests on the show, and if you guys also want to see these podcasts, so if you want to see it in video form, let us know. But if you want to have guests on the show, then let me know. And then we'll start getting guests on the show.
Yeah, let us know what you want to do.
We can try a guest one week, and if it doesn't work, we'll just...
We got to get a different set.
No, but we should start doing guests. But yeah, let us know. Definitely tweet us about what you thought about the podcast. Let us know how much you hate us. Let us know how much Jason deserves in percentages.
Check out my vlog. Check out my YouTube channel.
Check out all of Jason's things.
Speed my kids. Watch my ads. Is that too much to say? Is that grubby?
Please come to Jason's house and give him money.
You know, I want to say to the people that do watch my YouTube channel, thank you so much because I get so many messages. Like, it's really sad, but they're like, I watched a 4-minute ad like 3 times for you.
It's so funny because I don't know how much that helps you.
It doesn't?
I really don't think it does.
If someone sits through a 4-minute ad?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Well, of course it will help.
I think the only difference is if they click it.
Oh, I mean if they click through.
Yeah.
But most ads don't have a click through.
But maybe I'm completely wrong.
Like a Geico ad, there's no click through.
Regardless, watch Jason's ads. He needs to feed his kids.
Yeah, my kids are really, they've been eating a lot lately. So just keep that in mind when you're watching my videos that Wyatt is now almost, he's double the size Big Nick.
He's almost healthy size.
What does that mean?
Like he's almost eating enough food to get him by.
Yeah, so just keep my kids fed. That's all I care about. Keep watching David's vlogs.
You guilt everyone, and my kids are gonna die if you don't watch my ads.
No, my kids are doing really good. Their mom's rich, so don't worry about it.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.